And now intro. Now do it.
Okay.
I can't believe you almost did not hit record again.
I did hit record. It's my computer. My computer's not good.
Yeah.
I want to just say, Siri, hit record.
Yeah. Siri. It could do that, doesn't it?
Make this podcast better.
Make it better.
Make it entertaining and informative.
You broke the knob off at 11. Welcome to episode 384 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
It's nice. It's Vancouver. It's beautiful.
I feel like that's the song you sing every week, man.
Yeah. I was in Vegas. I went to Vegas.
Okay. Vegas. How was Vegas, man?
Vegas was good. It was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went to the Las Vegas Knights hockey game. That was fun.
Are they going to win the Stanley Cup in their first year of existence?
It unfortunately seems like they might. I mean, I say unfortunately because the Canucks formed 1970. Is it 70 or 71? 70. And we're still waiting for our first cup, and the Knights might do it in their first year, which is a bit ridiculous. But we went to game 5 of the Knights against San Jose, and it was awesome. Good experience.
That's great.
And I didn't lose everything in Vegas, so that's good.
Is it nice when not losing everything is considered a win?
Yeah. I was just happy to, you know, gamble for entertainment purposes, and I think I was roughly even. I might have lost a little bit, but very little, not enough to be concerned about. So
I drank,
but I didn't drink, you know, to the point of stupidity. So I guess again, I kept it on an even keel.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
At least you got some great stories for the podcast.
Yeah, good stories for the podcast. I think I took a couple of pictures on my point and shoot, but they weren't good enough that I haven't even bothered to upload them yet. So
yeah.
Keep the hits, keep on rolling.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there, the flight, was no turbulence. It was direct flight. We landed on time.
Yep, we did.
My baggage was my baggage was fourth off the conveyor belt. Although you must have gone carry on, let's be honest.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to check a bag to Vegas, do you?
Yeah. I did not. A couple of my buddies did, but I did not. Bet on the Kentucky Derby and did not win.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was that.
All right.
Anything else you need to know?
Oh, I didn't need to know any of this.
Okay, all right.
I wanted to. I was hoping there was going to be some Vegas stories, like, you know, what's his name? Hunter S. Thompson. Okay. That's why you have no Vegas stories. Amazon. If you want to buy some Vegas stories, buy them on Amazon. Click to our site and help us out. We appreciate it.
There's probably a book called Vegas Stories.
By Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, there you go. There's the tie-in.
Yeah. I think that's the title, Vegas Stories.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. What else is going on? Oh, the Pixio promotion is in full swing.
Okay.
If you want a 1-year subscription for free for Pixio, check out our site or I'll have the picture there for you to forward. Share it on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. You can do all three. It's just going to up your chances of winning.
Right.
Do you share that? We have what it says down there, like, share this to win the Pixio. And you have to tag us and Pixio for us to see it, though. I won't see it unless you tag us. And so, therefore, I don't know why I said therefore. There's nothing comes after therefore. What we will do is we're going to go through all the shares and select five at random to win a 1 year free subscription to Pixio.
Right.
All right. Thanks for your support, Adam. Good times.
I was looking up Hunter S. Thompson quotes.
Oh, timely.
And books.
Yeah. This is the one about Vegas.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, yeah.
Ah, what a lucky thing for me, yeah.
I watched it, got halfway through that movie, and did not like it.
Not for you, I get it.
Yeah, not for me.
Mix in a lens longer than 22 millimeters, tell you that.
Okay.
24 millimeters. Everything is shot, I think they shot the whole movie on like a 18 millimeter lens or something silly. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Some Canadian friends in town doing some Canadian things.
Sure.
Doing some German things, I guess. Going to go to the Porsche Museum today, so maybe I'll snap some photos.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds just like your Vegas story, but in reverse. baseball update. We played last weekend, played the returning champions from last season.
Is that good?
We swept them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're good or that they're bad all of a sudden?
Combination.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost. In all fairness, they were short a couple players. But we did. Beat them 22-3.
Wow.
And then came back and 4-0. So I hit pretty well, a few hits. But the big story for me, anyways, our second game pitcher, Alex, was essentially one error away from a perfect game.
Wow.
Yeah. He ended up getting a one hitter, which was nonsense. But like the third hitter of the game, he retired the first two hitters. The third hitter hit a routine ground ball to short, which was then thrown up the line, like just a horrible throw. And the guy got on.
Right.
He then retired the next 18 batters in a row. We played 7 innings in that game. He retired the next 18 batters in a row.
Mm-hmm.
No, the next 17 batters in a row. My apologies. And then the 18th guy after that got a hit. So had that error not happened, he would have got a perfect game.
Which is still only a 7-inning game, so it doesn't really count, does it?
No, I mean, it wouldn't count against your total of 19 perfect games.
Right, right.
Perfect game's pretty hard, so if we only play 7 innings, it's still, I would have been impressed.
Okay, I don't know if I told you this story, but when I was like 14, I played on a team that had a pitcher pitch a perfect game. Did I tell you that story? At 14, like, I mean, granted, there was a couple of good defensive plays. Do you want to know the funny tie-in? Because this is when I lived in Toronto.
Yeah.
Guess who they looked after in their house, like who lived with this family. So this is when we're 14, living in Toronto, when the Blue Jays were kind of a big deal. Lived at their house as a single guy, none other than David Wells.
I was going to say Dave Steeb, but that's also a good story. David Wells.
Yeah, who then went on after my friend pitched a perfect game. David Wells, I think it was only a couple of years later, maybe a year, 2 years later, something like that, that David Wells pitched his perfect game. It was a perfect game, right? Like not a no-hitter, a perfect game.
I think it was a perfecto, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of a funny kind of little story.
And then a year later, he went on to star as Turtle's girlfriend on Entourage.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. There you go.
Good story.
So I do know perfect games are hard to come by, but yeah, at 14, considering the errors that get made with 14-year-olds, pretty exceptional.
Was that a 9-inning game?
No, 7 innings. Oh, that's why I brought that up. It doesn't really count. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to him. I'll talk to David Wells and be like, hey, remember that guy you stayed with?
Yeah.
Reminder, the May monthly challenge is going to be Magic Hour.
Okay.
And hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge or hashtag hey hosers on Instagram and we will see that. We'll check that out and we'll talk about it at the end of the month.
Okay.
One last bit of business. I don't know if I've already waffled on it or I'm waffling. It could be gone. I saw a Nikon SB26 flash for sale at the camera store the other day. I used one, obviously.
Yeah.
And I didn't pick it up. It was like $49.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems reasonable, actually. I just wasn't sure. I kind of waffled, so I was going to head in this week and see if it's still there. And the distinction on this one is it has a optical sensor built in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wildly handy that you don't need a trigger. You can just use the built-in flash.
Yeah.
So I've kind of always wanted one. For some reason, just didn't pull the trigger last week. What do you think?
Yes.
Get it?
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
The optical trigger is awesome. I mean, I use the Alien B lights and it has an optical trigger in it, and I love it that I don't have to connect it up to the rest of the setup. Just simplifies things. Yeah.
Okay.
So even just a two flash setup becomes, you know, a flash with one trigger and then just throw that wherever you want and you're off to the races.
But I believe in the setup I'm thinking of using it for, the X100, I think you have to choose if it fires the built-in flash or trips the hot shoe. You can't do both. So, right. I mean, for me, it would be a welcome addition to, you know, my other setup. Like if I'm using multiple. Oh, but what you're saying, let me backtrack on that. You're saying that the one flash that you do hook up with the trigger will actually trigger the other flash.
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I talking about then?
I don't know.
Should have bought the thing.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking about it just to use with the X100, like just if doing like a one camera shoot, even just leave the house with very, very little equipment.
Right.
And that would be, you know, you just use the in-camera flash, built-in flash to trip it. It probably won't affect the exposure and you're off to the races. I mean, that would be really handy.
Sure.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll go pick that up. The 49 euro gamble. I think I can make that happen.
Yeah.
As long as I drink enough at the camera store to get my money back.
Okay.
Like you did in Vegas.
Right.
Right. Okay. Had to qualify that one, evidently.
Right.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week? Vegas, of course.
Yeah. And I don't know how interesting it was, but I went to my kids' track meet yesterday. Took some photos of that. So that was interesting. Yeah. So, I mean, track meet stuff. It was mostly running races and, Jack did the running long jump. Sarah just did relays. She did a whole bunch of different running races. So all I got with was her running. Jack did the running long jump. They had like a softball throw and then he did some races. So I wanted to get field event. So I got a running long jump photo. Again, just uploaded these about 5 minutes ago. So I haven't even had a chance to go through them or edit them or anything, but, if I have something usable there, I'll fire one of those off. The problem is always getting a photo where you don't include like, you know, 20 other, 9-year-olds. So I'll have to see if there's something where I can isolate him from the crowd. Cause I don't like to post those without permission.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to pick one and put it up before the show airs. That's what I'm hoping for.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So that's right. What about you? Interesting.
Mentioned I had some Canadian friends in town, so got a shot with him. I used to play with this guy, and now his son is on our team, so it's a father-son thing.
Okay.
And so, so they're in town, so we snapped a shot. He happened to bring his old, we played for a team called the Budgies way like 25 years ago or more. He happened to bring his rain shell with him that he had from 25 years ago, and I actually still have mine, so hence the "do you shop at the same store" photo here.
Right.
But what's remarkable about this photo, besides the fact that, you know, two very, very good-looking individuals, is I think this was shot in the almost pitch black at ISO... Oh God, this has to be ISO 6400 or higher.
Okay.
Maybe even higher with the X100, and it with no light at all, like no additional light. It just sees in the dark. Love this thing.
So this is the guy that you played with, but it's his son that's coming over to the team.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Which we'll actually see later in the show. But what else did I shoot that's somewhat interesting? Oh, team photo. Posted that for you there.
Okay.
What's remarkable? First of all, like, this is actually a placeholder for our real team photo. We're missing about five guys in the photo. And I want to go redo this like in the old town. Like, this is on our park, obviously, as you can tell. But I want to go do it like in the Altstadt. So it looks like very, very German.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, we needed a placeholder to put in the program. So snapped a quick photo with the X100 again. Which, wow, does that thing make this sort of photo wildly simple? Just to being able to use the shutter speed to knock that ambient exposure down, and then a couple of off-camera flashes to just fill in the guy's faces. You don't need much power at all.
Okay.
It is what a fantastic setup.
So what's the shutter speed?
I forget, probably 1/500th on this one. I didn't need to go to 1/1000th. I was going to, but actually a little bit of cloud cover rolled in. I expected it to be completely sunny, and when I could have gone to 1/1000th of a second, which really just kills all the ambient, but you can still use a couple of flashes without having to really overpower them.
Right.
Right.
Gotcha.
So point being is I can pop them at, you know, 1/8th power instead of full power, and just, you know, so... Really, really handy. Really love it. But what's the takeaway here?
I'm not sure.
Why is the one guy sitting funny on the right-hand side?
Yeah, I guess he's got a different setup with his hands across his groin area.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Everybody else got the memo.
Yeah.
Everybody's lined up nicely. I think I got the heights pretty well done on the back. And then that one guy, whose name I won't mention, just doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guy.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. I think that's the other... Yeah, I'll mention the other one during our photo challenge. Okay. All right. Photo challenge is Magic Hour. We're doing it twice. We're doing it once for a weekly, once for a monthly. It's that good that you should do it.
Okay.
All right. I'll start first this week because I never decide who started, whether I start first. All right. So my one shot, my magic hour is the shot of my kids hugging.
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah, it's magic. It's, you know what? It feels like cheating, doesn't it? Like shooting at magic hour?
Especially if you get a good magic hour, right? Like, there's magic hour can be all over the map just because its time doesn't always give you that perfect golden light. But when you get it, it's great.
Well, this one, I guess magic hour might be a little bit overselling it because this is really, really good hour. Like, the magic hour is existing, but there are times where it's just like, you know, it's 110%.
Well, this is soft light. This is very soft magic hour.
Yeah, which is, well, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get a whole, there's a huge array of what it might be at magic hour, depending on to whether you're in the direct light versus whether you're in the shade. And again, you know, depending on how clear a day there is and whatnot. But this is a really nice, soft, kind of glowy light, which is great.
You know why it's hard to why it's cheating is because it's really hard to talk about this photo because, you know, obviously it's nice snapshot, nice everything. You know how I did it, and so it's not inherently impressive in itself.
Right.
Is how I feel about this. I like this photo, I like my kids. You can see the cast on my daughter's arm there. So this is for, you know, posterity. She'll remember she had that cast. But it's just shooting at this point in the day, which is, this was obviously evening, is your hit rate is going to be so high that your friends will be bored with how good your pictures are.
What are your your settings here as far as the f-stop?
F4 on the 70 to 200 on the 5D Classic.
Because with how out of focus the background is, I'm surprised that your son's face, which isn't exactly perfectly in line with your daughter, it looks like his front eye is still in focus, and it still looks like the hand in behind is in focus. So it seems like something should go out of focus quicker based on how out of focus the background is, which doesn't seem to be too far away distance-wise.
I think I managed to like set the focus point perfectly, which I don't always do. Whereas I don't know that I focused necessarily on my daughter's eye. I might have focused on the front of his nose.
Yeah.
I forget exactly which.
But even his ear, even her hand that's over his shoulder, like everything seems to be in focus.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird considering how shallow it looks like the depth of field is.
Yes. Yeah. I think because it's at 200 mils and F4 versus the 85 at F1.8.
Yeah, have no chance. Yeah.
It makes a big difference. But yeah, you're right. Like generally at that range, you know, and I was really conscious of that. I did snap a few photos where my son had moved a little bit and I knew he'd be out of focus. And so I had to keep, you know, right. Just kind of direct them. Okay, go back a little bit. Get in the same focal plane, which is they love to hear. And got one. So
good job.
There you go. So I had a backup one. This was from a different day. We're doing some skipping rope out in the front yard, which was not my idea. It was my Canadian friend's idea. He was out there with the kids skipping rope. And now I have a big dirt patch in one part of the lawn, which sort of, you know, not happy about.
Okay.
But no, I actually don't care. I always said raising kids, not grass. So have fun. Have fun, guys. Anyway, this is right at Magic Hour. My son trying to learn how to do the jump rope. So it's a nice light, a little more action. I just happen to like the moment in the other photo better.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly, like the other photo is a better photo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And lastly, just to put a button on it, I did post a picture of my son playing baseball down at the park. And this was not taken at Magic Hour. It was taken at probably like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a very sunny day. And it kind of, while I like it and whatnot as a snapshot, it really illustrates the difference of why you should not shoot at this time of day. You'll get better results at Magic Hour.
Yeah, for sure.
So there you go. Wow, that was exhausting.
Why?
Why? A lot of photos.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look at yours.
Okay.
All right, this is disqualified because it was shot last week.
Yeah. But this is, again, perfect time of day, end of baseball practice, probably, I'm going to say, close to 8-ish in the evening, and just the last little bit of light that was shining down through the field, and then I just ran my kid out there, positioned him in front of the background that I wanted, and snapped the photo, and that's it. This is also the 70-200. I don't know exactly. I think it's probably around F4, but it might be a 5.6. I was taking snapshots of the kids with that lens during the game, and then I just saw this and said, okay, this is the Magic Hour photo shot. So that's it. That's all I did. Turned them, tried to get, you know, an angle that I thought looked good and where, you know, I really got, I didn't want them facing right into the light. I wanted to kind of have that light and then the shadow as well. And it didn't make sense to go the other way because I wouldn't have had the background that I wanted from the direction the light was falling. Right. So this was why I broad lit him for this because that's just the way it was going to be.
It's okay to broad light sometimes.
Well, and I think it works here. Like I'm happy with the broad lighting.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. And I think what I like the best. I mean, this is one of those situations that you. I don't say get lucky because you do get lucky with the weather or like all the timing and whatnot. But you still have to recognize it and put yourself in that position. So luck isn't exactly the best phrase. But the what you, you the weather cooperated by look at the clouds in the background, the nice blue sky, the way the sunlight hits the very top of the backstop in the back, and that's it.
Yeah.
And even him, it's not hitting his feet. Like it's staying off of the grass, which is nice, which really adds pop to him. Like he really sticks out because the grass is not lit. Like it's just sort of lit, I guess, by a soft ambient light versus the hard sunlight.
Right.
Even though it's the same source. And then not even his feet. Like you've essentially flagged him off so that his feet are not being lit, and it's sort of gradient lighting up his body until it gets his face where it's perfectly golden.
Yeah.
Even his hands aren't perfectly golden.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there you go. You should just quit photography. You're not going to do better than this.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I felt. I ran him out there, and I'm like, I think I took 5 photos with just slightly different changes in his position, and that's exactly what I said. I'm like, we're not going to do better than this. Let's walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Kijiji. Here comes my camera.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. No, I have not printed this, but I have full intention of printing this because this is my photo of him for baseball for this year. That'll be his individual photo shot.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. No lighting, nothing.
Nope.
Good job. All right. Topic this week.
Okay, there is one.
Oh, didn't I write one down?
Oh, maybe you did. I didn't read it. I thought the topic was going to be, how do we get more than 4 people to participate in the monthly challenge?
It might. We could work that in here.
Okay.
No, topic this week, it's all based on a story. But for me, okay, its topic is setting the bar higher. I don't know if that's the best title for it.
Okay.
I want you to set the bar higher for yourself, but here's the kicker. I would like you, and I'm going to start doing this. I'm setting the bar higher for other people that take photos, not just me. I want them to do better.
Okay.
Based on a story, so in our game, this ties in a little bit with our game. We went in the second game. We're playing the doubleheader. And a little bit of a rivalry with this team, and we just smoked them. My second at bat come up. I think we're up 4-0 at this point. And first pitch. I'll give you another little bit. The guy ahead of me, I was hitting second in that inning. The guy leading off was the guy right ahead of me. It popped up the very first pitch. So when that happens, I don't swing first pitch. I take a strike.
Sure.
I just don't want to give the pitcher 2 outs with 2 pitches. That's just a terrible thing.
Okay.
So I'm just not swinging. I'm holding on this one, no matter what. Well, the guy starts me off with literally a back foot slider. He throws a curveball slider that comes in and then it's supposed to just kind of break down. Well, it actually hit my back foot.
Okay.
Right on the ankle, my foot was planted and it hit directly on my. On my ankle.
That stings.
It didn't feel good and it hit so hard and it went numb as I'm kind of walking. I actually walked to first base. I don't generally do that when I get hit by a pitch. So anyways, I'm walking down there and limping and like, oh no, like I'm worried I got to come out of the game. And like I thought maybe I cracked something.
Okay.
So I didn't. Spoiler alert, I didn't. However, so I'm at first base and I'm really angry that I got hit by a pitch. So sure enough, there's one out. The next guy up hits a hard ground ball to second base, which means double play at second base. So the shortstop comes over. Well, long story short, I smoked the guy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I didn't do the Chase Utley because that's brutal. Like it was a completely clean hit. It's just that he wasn't expecting it because they sort of have the Chase Utley rule here.
Yeah. So don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, don't do what Chase Utley did. That's definitely that never should have happened. His was brutal. Mine was just a good clean hit and sure. Slide, but which was a hit. Anyway, it was pretty great. It was very exciting because then the guy kind of wanted to fight, or he thought he wanted to fight at first. And so he got in like a little bit of a sort of a, almost a pushing match and kind of getting his face in there. And the benches kind of cleared a little bit. And it was exciting because the guys on our team had never, that's never happened to them before.
Okay.
But it all calmed down. Point is, it all calmed down. And I was out, went off the field. And then because we're, you know, we already had a 4-0 lead and the guy was throwing a perfect game, we put some subs in. So I was glad to come out of the game. Anyways, point being, I'm sitting there icing my foot because we have one of the guys on the team. His dad's a physiotherapist. Maybe you know him from the club.
Sure.
And so he came in the dugout and checked out my ankle just to make sure it wasn't broken, and it wasn't. I wasn't worried the ankle was broken, but I thought maybe it was chipped or something like that.
Okay.
Didn't that happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, he checked it all out, and he made me take off both my socks to compare ankles, and said, no, you're fine. So that leads into the photo part of this. So after the game, so now I'm icing my ankle during the game. I have my socks off and pants, you know, whatever. Pants are on, but just I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Right? Baseball-wise. So afterwards, we're going to get a photo of the four of us, the four Canadians, me, my buddy, his son, and our coach is from Halifax. So we get a shot of the four Canadians. So I hand the camera off to one of the German guys on the team. Sorry, I don't hand the camera off. It's actually one of my buddy's iPhones.
Okay.
I say to him, okay, make sure you don't get a shot of our feet.
Right.
Because, you know, one guy's wearing his tennis shoes. I got no socks on, and I look like ridiculous. Just get in here, get in tight, and get a shot of us. We want a shot of the four of us. And so I sent a crop version, posted the crop version. That's what I wanted. That's what I was explaining to him. Get in close. Hey, come on in close. Shoot this.
Right.
And there's the full one. That's what he shot.
Ooh.
Does that look like what I'm explaining to you?
No.
If I say, make sure you don't get our feet in the shot, and you say, you got it, boss, and then deliver this?
Maybe that was, he thought, you know, don't get our feet in the shot was code for, we really want our feet in the shot.
Yeah.
Call that foot room. You have a fair amount of foot room there.
Right. So what's the takeaway here, though?
Whoever took the photo did not follow simple instructions.
Well, yeah, but this goes on an awful lot, doesn't it? I mean, don't you find this not just in photography, but like we're making this show about photography eventually. Doesn't this happen a lot to you?
All the time.
So the takeaway here is on a grand scale, on a macro level, listen to if not an expert, at least someone who's proficient. If you know, I know how to take photos, and then I give you some instruction, just do that.
I'll take it one step further, and I will take a photo of the other three people standing there from the angle that I want, and then show them the image, and then just say, can you replicate that? And then you get the shot of your feet.
Oh, and then they still don't replicate it.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, not even close. Yeah.
Right. That to me is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
That you can do that. And then when you're talking to that person, when you are taking that photo, they take it as condescending, like, dude, I got this.
Yeah.
And then like, but you don't. You don't got this. It turns out. So but what do we like how do you deal with that? I mean, besides just, okay, fine, I'll just crop it later.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's when it affects you, you know, in the one time in this situation. But there's other times where I don't want to train everybody up. But what I'm saying is that you and I know some of our listeners have experienced this, and we just kind of brush it off and go, okay, fine. I want to expect more from people. That's my, I don't know what that practical application is, but I've thought of a couple of things. Well, one thing specifically, I've noticed with the iPhone photographers, and this is one is why the obsession with portrait mode, like up and down instead of side to side.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's just because they're used to holding a phone that way.
Yeah, there is that. However, I guess it is simple, but like we've been out and my friends have their iPhones and they want, hey, let's get a shot of the four of you. The four of you. And they're, oh, and now they have it in portrait mode.
Right.
How is that even possible? I don't understand. Like, can you not step back and look and say, okay, this is never going to work?
Just stack them up.
Yeah.
Get on his shoulders.
Yes. Let's do, totem pole it.
Yeah.
Good call. Yeah. That's what we'll do. Rather than have the guy turn the camera the proper way, we'll adapt to him.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. Good thinking. Now, is it unreasonable to expect more from people?
Yes.
Why?
Millennials.
But I know that you have a somewhat similar experience with your mother-in-law. Yeah. Don't you? Like I think you've managed to train her, because she used to want when you would do your photos, it would be, you know, you had a window of 10 to 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Before she was saying, all right, are we done? Are we done here?
Very true.
And now she doesn't quite behave like that, does she?
No. I don't take nearly as many photos though. That's part of it. I just stopped taking photos. So they know now that if they want me to take a photo, then they have to play by my rules.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so you're withholding.
Yeah. Well, not withholding. I just, in general, I don't take very many photos. And so if they ask me to take a photo, then they're almost, you know, forced to cooperate.
Oh, it's in, and the ball's in their court.
That's right.
Well, that's withholding. I think that's what that means, isn't it?
But I don't look at it like that. I just don't want to take photos necessarily like that.
Right.
Again, you know, the family gathering, I feel like I've shot this group of people. We're good. We've got it.
I've documented you in past gatherings.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So if they want one, if she wants one, she's going to cooperate. That's interesting. I don't know how to do that, because generally, I mean, I know in that respect I do, but in this case where I need someone to snap a photo of me.
Yeah, you're out of luck.
I am out of luck.
And
I have one of my policies, like what I tell, and this might be bad advice I just gave them, is, so my Canadian friend's here, and one of them, you know, obviously the son is younger, he's like 19, so he is in that, probably not even millennials yet anymore, younger than that, but I don't know where that millennials falls, but point is, you know, he has a different attitude about taking photos, and so basically I said, you know, when he hands his camera off for someone to take a photo of them, I instructed him, don't look. When they hand you the camera back, don't look at the picture. Just look at it later. Enjoy it later. But now, because I did this, when the guy snapped a photo of the four of us, I just said, no, it's good. iPhone's going to get it in focus. We're not looking at it. Let's just get on with our day and we'll enjoy it later. Well, I got burned, didn't I?
Yeah.
So now I guess I gave him bad advice about don't look, but I guess we'll have to find a happy medium. My mother-in-law, while we're speaking about mother-in-laws and expectations, she often used to accuse me of pushing my kids too hard.
Okay.
Which I disagreed. I do not push my kids. However, I do have very high expectations of them, and I pull them. So I set a very good example, I think. And, like, you know, being active, baseball, swimming, et cetera, et cetera. And so I have very high expectations of my kids, and they tend to live up to them for the most part. And I feel like you have the same with your kids, too.
Yeah, I think so.
And they do quite well. So having higher expectations and setting the bar higher for yourself and others is not unreasonable. Do it. Do it with other people.
Agreed.
Okay. Any photo related tidbits to add on there?
No.
Yeah, me neither. We should let the listeners know I had a very good show planned, and then this came up, so I decided to forget it. Let's just do this.
Okay.
Let's just phone in a short bad show. Mm-hmm. Challenge for next week. Sport.
Okay. All right. Does Although you already I get took to your use son. My track and field. Maybe I'll save my track and field for that.
Oh, there you go. Well done.
That's cheating, but I'm not above it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go shoot something. I don't really. I mean, well, we'll find something. I do the sports. So
I'll try. Maybe there'll be baseball this weekend, so maybe I'll take a shot of baseball. If there's nothing interesting in the baseball, then I can revert to the long jump. But the long jump photo, which I haven't looked at, was taken at exactly 12 o'clock noon. So I can't imagine it's going to be fantastic.
What lens did you shoot it with?
70-200.
Yeah. See the long jump shot that I have in my head. I think there's a very famous one, but I think you would want to shoot it with like the 28 or even wider, maybe like the 17, and you want to have it like directly in front of the landing. Like where your son's landing, right? So his foot fills the frame, the sand splashing everywhere, and you can see his face in a super wide angle.
Yeah, I didn't take that shot.
No, that's hard to do at a kid's track meet because, hey, Dad, get out of there.
I did take it from the end of the pit, shooting directly at him, and I was more interested in the up in the air kind of expressions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I did that.
Okay.
All right.
You still get credit for it. You still, you know, especially if it's halfway decent at noon, we'll give you full credit, of course.
Okay.
All right. Photo challenge, monthly challenge is Magic Hour, as we mentioned earlier. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram, and we will check that out and talk about it at the end of the month or beginning of the next month is the plan.
Okay.
And that's it for all the. I can't even think of the name of some things.
I'm confused.
The paperwork stuff, the getting caught up on. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Not important. It's okay. I can't think of it for a reason.
Okay.
All right. Websites, Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And you can find my stuff at AlanAtridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.